Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. The same way you know you've got to make sure your lucky jersey is clean on game day or your team might lose. Checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois. Hey, Rich Eisen here. I hear from a lot of business owners like you about the work it takes to pursue your passions. So I know how important it is to have the tools that can help keep you moving forward. And with access to world-class business and travel benefits, the American Express Business Platinum Card helps you take your business to the next level. It offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. Plus, you'll have complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on the Roku Sports Channel from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show. This is the Rich Eisen Show.
You're really about sports, then you're about your teammates and the fans. It doesn't matter how much money you're making.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
McDavid scores! Connor McDavid scores the goal! Team Canada wins for Nations Gold.
Earlier on the show, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. Coming up, Apple TV lead MLS analyst Taylor Twellman. Broadcasting legend Al Michaels. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air here on this Friday. And Al Michaels making his way to our studio. He's spending the entire third hour with us. Tomorrow is the 45th anniversary of the Miracle on Ice. We have not one, but two surprises for him. He's just going to hang with us for an hour. An extraordinary memory lane of the greatest moment in the history of American sports, North American sports, if I can include. I don't know if Canada would say, obviously, the Miracle on Ice would be maybe that important to them. I'm honestly.
Moment in American sports.
You know, 20th century, for sure. 1980. What was going on in our world geopolitically? What was going on in our world, you know, sports wise? What was going on in our country? What was going on with this team? And a bunch of amateurs coming together and creating the movie Miracle. Oh, and, you know, the other things.
Oh, the actual thing.
And so Al's going to be joining us in hour number three for that. Just had a nice chit chat with Taylor Twellman.
Nice.
It's the 30th. MLS season.
Wow.
Yeah. Landmark 30th season kicks off tomorrow. And, you know, we'll talk about everything going on there with the lead analyst for MLS Season Pass on Apple TV when he rejoins us here in just about 18 minutes time there. And then Al's joining us in hour three. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Modi in Detroit. Let's take this phone call to kick off hour number two. What's up, Modi?
Hey, Rich. Hey, everyone. I was listening to one of your YouTube videos yesterday.
Okay.
And you were thinking, you asked this question, what would be the four-nation face-off version of the NFL? And I was thinking, maybe we can have four teams, one representing the Big Ten, because that's the one representing the SEC players in the NFL.
Okay.
One representing the Big 12. And that's like the closest thing to like healthy tribalism in football, which is college football, right? Because it's kind of territorial in a way. And each team play one quarter of 15 or 20 minutes of tackle football instead of the Pro Bowl or something like that.
Yeah, I hear you, Modi. That's not a bad idea other than the fact that, again, you are never going to see National Football League players when the season is over just lay it on the line and start hitting people like McAvoy hit McDavid on Saturday night. Like, that is just those days are over.
True.
Those days are absolutely over. They used to be had, and by the way, and thanks for the call, Modi, it used to be those Pro Bowl games played on that rock-hard surface in Honolulu, right at the Hula Bowl, right? Is that where it was? And honestly, I would walk on that turf, and I'd be like, this is like a parking lot.
Like the old Vet?
Dude, it was absurd.
Meadowlands.
It was crazy.
I remember Sean Taylor blew up the punter or whatever.
And those days, again, the guys would just play at half speed. I swear to you, until the third quarter. And then the guys who were in the Pro Bowl started doing the math in their heads. How much this week cost them to bring their entire family around. And what, you know, their family was doing while they were practicing and going on shopping sprees or, you know, dinners here and lunches there. They would do the math in their head about the extra rooms that they would have to get for their family and the difference between winning and losing, and the prize money was the difference between winning and losing for the week as well in terms of how much it cost them. And then they started playing like it was the Super Bowl. The fourth quarter of Pro Bowls were really fun to watch and then stopped. And the NFL was done wringing their hands over it and said, fine, let's put flags on them. And I think they figured that one out. They will never, like, we could sit, that's not a bad idea. Hey, who's better? Big 10, SEC, Big 12.
I think something might work better than that is if you go either by region or state, because you always hear about the Florida boys, right?
Yeah, I heard that too. That's a good idea.
So if you did Florida, that doesn't include everyone, but just say you had Florida, right. Texas, Pennsylvania, California going at it.
Forget Ohio. Don't forget, that's the other thing too.
So maybe we go region, like Jersey. Northeast.
New Jersey is a sneaky terrific football state.
Break it up like that, perhaps.
That's not a bad idea either. Again, it's just that players, the thing, you know, that the Eagles are rejoicing about mostly, obviously, is winning the Super Bowl. But every single Eagle that got through winning the Super Bowl healthy, you know, like Charles Woodson won the Super Bowl as a Green Bay Packer, but he left in a sling.
Yeah. Ronnie Harrison, right, Chris?
Nobody wants Ronnie to spend Harrison, the offseason rehabbing.
Nope.
No one wants to spend it. And so no one's going to go ahead and do that. Where it's a non-contact injury. It's a contact sport. The NFL just, they had to do something, and they just said, screw it, we'll put the flags on them.
A flag football.
I know, you can.
Yeah, I know. Tune in to watch that.
I think Irv popped his Achilles one year in that. Remember the Madden? Madden used to do it up here in Malibu. They used to have a flag football game. Irv popped his Achilles doing that. Oof. You know, but he was long since past playing.
That makes it even worse, though, having to rehab when you're not doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
But the NBA can figure something out. Now, that wouldn't be bad to do. Would you do that with the NBA, with, I don't know, Big Ten and college conferences? The NHL just did. NHL just gave you the blueprint. Figure it out.
Yeah. Oh, we've talked about it, TJ. What about just Duke versus Kentucky? Like Duke colleges.
That would be dope, too.
That would be crazy fun.
Now, that might be of interest. Also, you could be that, but you're also excluding some other all-stars that you'd want to get in there. Just the only issue, again, is that some NBA players would have to play 3, 4, maybe 5 extra games in a span of a week plus. And we just saw already last night, Luka didn't play for the Lakers for the first time because it was a back-to-back night. They sat him. And so LeBron scored 40 instead on his own.
Insane.
And you know, beat the Blazers last night. But again, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Taylor Twellman's coming out very shortly here to talk about the 30th MLS season that boots off tomorrow. Let's talk about a what's more likely here on this Friday. Okay. Hit it.
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
I love that drop so much. What's up? What happened over there? You're
a glitch? I was waiting for you to just say frozen.
You're like full max headroom over there.
Right. What happened? Hey, guys. Happy Friday. Everybody good?
What's up, G?
YouTube pointed out I didn't say hi to you guys on Tuesday. So
okay.
People like the hellos.
Okay.
I don't know. People are friendly.
All right.
Why Rich hates it so much?
Hey, I don't hate it. It's guys, just, it's
well, now I'm trying to get to it and you're interrupting. Now you're wasting time.
Excuse me.
Superfluous.
When you're talking to a man with a well-groomed beard.
Well, then he's talking
to
me.
Be respectful.
A well-groomed beard.
The what? Beard thing.
I'm going to be a Yankee,
with,
guys.
Gosh. That's more scruff. But
is it more likely that Sam Darnold ends up more like Baker Mayfield or Daniel Jones?
Ooh. I'll go Baker Mayfield. Why would you?
Yeah.
Meaning Daniel Jones, like he's.
Meaning the contract that they get ends up being a great deal for, you know, both parties.
And that they win and then they make the playoffs.
Or it's an absolute disaster.
I got it. I'll go Baker Mayfield. Come on, man.
Really, the last few games didn't concern you at all?
No.
And he's going to a new spot without Kevin O'Connell or Justin Jefferson?
It was his first year as a full-time starter in the National Football League since his time with Googly Eyes Jets. All right?
And Adam Gase.
Let's be honest, Chris. He was superb. He did have some issues in the final two games in a team sport. Jordan Palmer came here on Tuesday, and I know, as he said, people think he's biased when it comes to Sam Darnold. You look at the tape, and it's a team effort. There was no blocking up front. There was some issues that, in protection, he did on occasion hold on to it too long. But I think you saw right system, right situation, right everything. And we haven't seen Daniel Jones in that, for the exception of the Coach of the Year of Daboll's first year, in which, again, Daniel Jones looked stupendous, looked like a high-end Kaepernick against the Vikings. But I'll go. He'll find the right spot. He'll get the right deal. And I think he's going to prove out. What else, Chris?
More likely to have a Jaden-esque rookie season. All about the quarterbacks, of course. Shadur or Cam Ward?
I'll go Shadur.
I mean, you can't say that till we know where they land, though.
But we can speculate. They're going one of a handful of spots.
He just gave me a what's more likely that is impossible for me to correctly, with every piece of information, determine what to do. I'm just saying, obviously, I've never met Cam Ward, so I don't know.
But there's only four teams really in the mix.
I have met Shadur Sanders, and I know how prepared he's going to be and how ready he's going to be. And how I will just go that way. Ready for the spotlight, ready for prime time. You know,
Chris, have you seen the videos of those two working out together?
It's fun. I like that they're friends.
Yeah, and they're also talking smack to each other, too.
Yeah, it's great.
It's fun. And
they're
obviously
going to be linked up for their whole careers.
Yeah, obviously.
It's impossible to determine this. I'll just go with the kid that I know as opposed to the kid I've yet to meet. So.
How about we're talking about the pass rushers, Myles Garrett, and we've seen Hutch is coming back. Who's going to have more sacks next year, Myles Garrett, Aiden Hutchinson?
Now you're asking me questions that I really can't answer. I got it.
February.
I understand. Oh, man, I'll just go right now. Oh my God.
Well, I mean, one's coming
look
off
at
a
that
serious
picture of Myles Garrett. My
can
God,
I,
he's
can
so
I,
scary.
I, and this has got nothing to do with the lack of belief here, you know. I'm just going to go with the guy who's won Defensive Player of the Year and didn't have a catastrophic leg injury last year. Right?
It's a smart
pick. The interesting part about all this, though, is that they will both have chips on shoulders.
Absolutely.
Okay? One guy to say, I'm just as good as I've ever been. And the other guy saying, I wanted to out, and now I've got to prove out again in Garrett. So now I'll go the Grim Reaper.
Yeah, Aiden Hutchinson, favorite for Defensive Player of the Year and
Comeback Player of the Year. I love
that. Next year.
And by the way, I if there's anybody who deserves that sort of, you know, moment to happen in his life, I'll go with my guy, Aiden Hutchinson.
How about this one? I thought this was kind of fun. Rookie head coach more likely to win their division next year, Ben Johnson or Liam Cohen? Duval.
Stop it.
Duval.
I'm going with him. I'll go with Liam Cohen.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going with him.
Well, yeah. I mean,
you
Ben's
know what?
Got a tough
I'm done tough with the division, I'm done man. With the slagging here.
Oh, you're now Team Cohen.
Yeah, I'm on Team. Oh, yeah.
Is this because he probably had a Jufro growing up?
No. I don't know. He's missing the age, so I don't know if he, if
maybe,
he really
maybe
is.
Not the same.
And plus, I don't know. I didn't go to summer camp with too many Liams. You know,
he's probably Irish.
I didn't take. You know, when I was going,
English,
you know,
Irish.
Prepping for my bar mitzvah. Going and trying to get out of Hebrew school to watch Bucky Dent homer against the Red Sox, and I was successful that day. I didn't meet too many Liams.
Gotcha.
So if you're saying, here's the two what's more likely is, rookie head coach to win the division, I'll go with Liam Cohen. What's more likely, Jew or not a Jew, for Liam Cohen? I'll say not a Jew.
Him and O.J. Simpson.
That's what I'll say. But I can't wait to have Liam on to ask him that. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't grow up around too many Rabbi Liams. You know what I mean?
Liam Cohen,
yeah.
Former roommates with Victor Cruz.
Is that right?
Yeah. Wait, what?
I had no idea. No,
I didn't either until just now.
So salsa dancing? Salsa is not kosher. Very rarely. What else? What's more likely, salsa kosher or not kosher?
Not kosher.
Trace.
The more likely free agent. I can't even get through,
man.
This. Free agent, old head quarterback to have one last winning ride. Russ or Aaron Rodgers?
Oof. Old head quarterback to have one last winning ride.
Duval.
Oh, my God. Well, what is a winning ride?
A winning season.
Oh, just so he's just got to be 9-8?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll go with the guy who's going to play for Tomlin, who hasn't had a losing season in forever.
Aaron Rodgers?
Nice.
Russ is a free agent.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I have a feeling they'll bring him back.
You do?
I don't know. I don't know. I said
like
I have
me
a
right
feeling.
Now.
I don't know. I have a feeling.
I got a feeling. Two more.
I can feel it.
More likely, potentially traded NFC West wide receiver who will be missed more, Debo or Cooper Kupp?
Mm.
I mean,
man.
Both these guys expected to have new homes next year?
Missed more. I will go Debo. That's what I will go with. I will go with Debo being missed.
Cooper Kupp, not a New York Yankee.
Now, that Cooper Kupp will never play for the Yankees looking like that.
Not like that.
Ever.
I would argue that
not
with
Debo
you, Rich,
could.
If I could.
Please do.
Because I'm like, well, Cooper Kupp, former MVP.
There's no question.
Winner, but they have Puka, whereas the Niners have, I guess, a Brandon
Ayuk coming off an injury.
So
right.
I feel you.
And Kupp doesn't run the ball as much as Debo did. As you know, if you remember when they were having all those issues when
he didn't want to play running.
Well, no. And McCaffrey went out. And then Mason went out.
Right.
And then Debo would be the one running the ball every now and then.
Yeah, they had Garendo.
So I'll go there. And plus, there were times where Kupp wasn't even targeted in a game that the Rams were winning towards the end of the season.
Oh, I know. I had him in fantasy, Rich.
What else, Chris?
You think we need one more?
Oh, wow.
Hey, all right,
my goodness. This is glitch-a-palooza.
More likely to be the higher total. Lakers. Wins the rest of the season.
How many games do they have left?
28.
Okay.
Or Dodgers wins in April.
How many games do they play in April?
Probably 30.
Interesting. This is a good one, Chris. This is a really good one. I say the Lakers have 28 games left. I'll say they go, if the Lakers go 500, that would mean 19. They'd be 19-9, right? That's 10 over .500.
Yeah. So,
okay, here we go. 18, 17. I'll go 17.
17-11, something like that?
I'll go Dodgers wins.
25 games in April for the Dodgers.
Is that right? 25 games? Okay, there you go.
Huh. Great one. I'll go Dodgers wins in April because, I mean, how many times are they going to load manage Mookie Betts? You know what I mean?
I'll be zero.
But correct. Correct. You know, Otani might get a day off here because he just pitched the day before. Okay? Freddie Freeman, they're going to load manage him? They won't. Right?
What if they go 25-0 in April?
You know, they don't,
that'd be such
they
crap.
Don't call it load managing. They don't call the Dodgers don't call it load manage. They call it deferring. Deferring his play.
We're deferring at bats today.
He's deferring his at bats to tomorrow. That's what it is. They call it deferring play. for the Dodgers. Well done, Chris. That's a good one.
Good talk. See you out there.
Yeah. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Al Michaels is making his way to hang with us in third hour action, and we've got some surprises in store for him as he reminisces about the 45th anniversary of the Miracle on Ice that happens tomorrow. But coming up next, also tomorrow, is the 30th landmark season of MLS action kicking off, and Taylor Twellman of Apple TV and one of our favorites is here in studio to set the table. Let's talk TurboTax, people. You might be sitting there going, wait a minute, Rich. I don't get it. It's not April. Why am I thinking about my taxes now? Why should I? Because with TurboTax, you can have an expert file for you as soon as today. You get a TurboTax expert's undivided attention when you use TurboTax, and they work on your return in real time. Once upon a time, taxes is all about waiting and wondering and worrying. That's three things any fellow football fan can relate to, right? But nowadays, it's all about a TurboTax expert giving your taxes their undivided attention, just like your fantasy league waiver wire. Experts file with 100% accuracy so you can get your best return guaranteed. Know how it's all working for you right now rather than finding out at the last second and wondering if the person who's doing it for you knows what they're doing. With TurboTax, they've got an expert who knows what they're doing all the time. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Hey, Rich Eisen here. I hear from a lot of business owners like you about the work it takes to pursue your passions. So I know how important it is to have the tools that can help keep you moving forward. And with access to world-class business and travel benefits, the American Express Business Platinum Card helps you take your business to the next level. It offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. Plus, you'll have complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness. Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. The same way you know you've got to make sure your lucky jersey is clean on game day or your team might lose. Checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois. Back here on the program, Taylor Twellman is here, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll give a more appropriate welcome when the radio audience returns. You were just saying you were 7 days old when the
I was born seven days afterwards.
After the miracle.
February 29th, 1980. My mom to this day still tells the story because they were in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It was like 6 or 7 below. Mm. The heater wasn't working. My dad's not handy at all. So she's under like 10 or 11 blankets. And then literally watched that game.
Uh-huh.
And then I was born on leap day, whatever that would be. What, that 8 days later? No, 7 days later.
When do you celebrate your birthday then?
You've known me for a while, pretty much every day of my life.
Attaboy.
Right? Just to make sure everyone
attaboy
understands how sad it is.
Attaboy.
28th and March 1st, guaranteed.
Because
the 28th doesn't matter anyways, because that happens every year and it's not my birthday.
Right.
But I want people to feel sorry for myself.
Not so like you're turning seven.
You're turning seven.
I appreciate that. I turned 11 last year.
Hey.
Yep.
God bless you.
So this year's a non-birthday year. So, yeah, it's great. I'll do a doubleheader on the MLS season pass on Apple TV, and no one will know I turned 45.
Okay. Hey, so next year, invite me to the bar mitzvah.
Absolutely.
Will you do that?
Sure, no problem.
They'll do that for me.
Still won't. It's not a leap year. Like, I don't know if anyone can figure it out on the show. It's every 4 years,
that's
not
correct.
2 years.
That's correct. Every 4 years.
Why didn't I say? I thought it was five. I said five. For seven.
Yeah, you said five. No,
what's the matter with
Chris?
You?
I don't know. 11. You turned 11 last.
Great conversation.
Oh, this is fun. I've lost brain cells.
Taylor Twellman, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.
Hey. MLS this year.
That's right. Yeah, the 30th season of MLS action. We'll get to that in a second. But that's it's. And you had tickets to the final last night?
Yeah. It's going to be a tough one. Yes.
You had tickets, but you had to work.
I had to work. So work comes first.
Attaboy.
I would argue U.S. Canada may ship should have come first.
My my gosh.
So I also walked out on 14th inning when the Red Sox started the comeback in 2004.
Wow. Taylor Twellman, everybody, here on the Rich Eisen Show.
At the game?
From Apple TV, MLS Season Pass, the lead analyst is here in advance of the 30th landmark season of MLS action tomorrow, Saturday, February 22nd, here on the Rich Eisen Show as part of the Rich on the Pitch segment.
Oh,
what do you think
it.
Of me and my kit right
I
there?
I would tuck the shirt in a little bit. You're trying to be too much like Messi, but I'm not going to lie to you. You kind of look fit.
I appreciate that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I
you
appreciate
do.
That. You sound I a little surprised.
I would two-foot you in 2 seconds.
Presented by Apple TV Season Pass. Ladies and gentlemen, Taylor Twellman on the program. What should we be all looking for? Taylor Twellman.
Does Messi win MLS Cup, first and foremost? I think that's the biggest storyline. When you set the record for most points in a regular season, you're named MVP. You have 36 goal contributions in only 19 games played because he got an awful slide tackle ankle injury in Copa America. Everyone's going to be wondering what comes next. If he's healthy, Rich, for 25-plus games, you're looking at 45 goal contributions. I mean, he's still that guy.
Still that guy.
He's that guy for Argentina in a World Cup qualifier. That's not a slide on MLS. It's just Messi's the unicorn. He still is the greatest player I think this sport's ever had. The other part is this, is that, and you and I have been talking about this league and this sport, the fact that we're in the 30th year,
yeah,
it needs to be celebrated because there was a time when I was playing, it was about survival. Now it's about thriving. And in about 18, 19 years ago, the MLS owners, led by Commissioner Don Garber, really looked at expansion. And they looked at it from a lens of, well, where are the markets that love soccer? And the two that came to the forefront every single time they talked about it, mm-hmm, St. Louis, Missouri, San Diego, California. I just find it fitting that in the 30th year of the league, the 30th franchise, is San Diego. And now you've got LAFC, LA Galaxy, San Diego. Now all of a sudden, Southern California is really going to be a hotbed. I just think it's fitting that where this league has come from and where it is now, San Diego comes in the 30th year.
That is amazing. And that's why you are here, to give us that sort of perspective here. And in regards to what we just saw, you know, last night with,
yes,
the four nations for the NHL. And the,
yep,
reason why I bring this up is you could see, you know, Team USA and Team Canada literally neck and neck, right? Well,
yep,
at each other's necks on Saturday, and,
yep,
then neck and neck throughout this tournament. How, with the U.S., you know, hosting the,
yep,
World Cup, or one of the hosts of the World Cup that's coming, how will we look at this MLS season and the talent that we're seeing through the prism?
It's a great question.
Thank you.
It
of,
is.
Of being on par or nearing par or what?
I mean,
what,
Rich, it's the first thing I thought of. It's the first thing I thought of watching Four Nations. By the way, tip of the cap to the NHL.
No
Brilliant
doubt.
Brilliant idea.
Right?
There's not a greater accomplishment or privilege as an athlete to represent your country. And the reason why the Four Nations blew the doors off everything is hockey players want to. They just don't have the opportunity to do so as often as soccer players do. You play for your club team, and then the international break comes and you play for your country. And
right,
so that's why it was such a huge hit. But the first thing I thought of is this World Cup coming up is in your backyard,
mm-hmm,
both for the United States and Canada and Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And what does that do for those three countries?
Correct.
For Canada, they've got their best generation of player ever. Hands down, they've got an American coach in Jesse Marsh. I think it takes them to another level. They may surprise people. But for the United States, I've been a huge problem with this, and I'll raise my hand, calling this group the golden generation of American player. And I think, in fairness to myself and others that have done so, we've never had a crop of American players playing at AC Milan, Chelsea, Juventus, Dortmund at the same time. So naturally you say, well, wait a minute, we haven't had this quality of player at the same time playing at the highest level, mm-hmm, in the world club level. However, Rich, they don't have a signature win. And for anyone watching or listening, if Mexico is your signature win, my generation did that. The generations before me did that. Your signature win has to come against a top 10, top 7 country in the world in a big time tournament.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to get that answer until next summer because they only have the Gold Cup this summer, Nations League. So why do I answer that question in that way? Pressure's going to build. Pochettino's got to figure out who his two center backs are going to be in that opening game. He doesn't know that now. Who's his number nine? Mm-hmm. Is Pulisic healthy? Weston McKennie, Timothy Way, they're all operating at a good level. But we will not get that answer on what the potential and real expectation is for this U.S. team until the opening game of the World Cup, which is kind of crazy to say.
Yes.
Because every other generation's had World Cup qualifiers leading into it. We've had other friendlies where you can say, okay, that's a better barometer of where this group is. We don't know that with this group.
Well, again, just to bring everything together here, because again, we got Al Michaels coming up in a half an hour to talk about the 45th anniversary of the miracle on ice that happened 7 days before you were born. Is that, you know, the friendly, if you will, that Team USA had against, you know, the Russians in Madison Square Garden before they went to Lake Placid was an unmitigated disaster.
Yep.
A total disaster, which is what set the stage for the miracle. So when I'm watching the MLS 30th season, who should I be watching for that's going to be on this team to see if they have actually...
It's a great question.
Raise their level of play.
I would actually answer it with another one. Who's playing in MLS that we, myself, and others are not talking about that are going to play themselves onto the World Cup team?
Okay.
Because I promise you there's going to be one or two guys that are. They have. An interesting storyline for the American player, I would say, in Major League Soccer. 14-year-old Kevin Sullivan's playing for the Philadelphia Union. Manchester City deemed him
14.
The best 14-year-old in the world. He's now 15. He's going to be playing at a good clip for Philadelphia Union. And then eventually he's going to move on and play for Manchester City. What happens if he bangs in 15 goals this year? Like, truly,
his age,
like,
he scores his age.
Yeah, what happens? Yeah, truthfully, I can't shoot my age in golf. I wish I could. Well, I can on nine, but neither here nor there.
Nice.
Point is, though, what happens? I'm not putting pressure on Kevin Sullivan, but what I'm using as an example is there's going to be a player or two that Pochettino has told me to my face and publicly. When he watches MLS games, there's going to be a guy in this league in 2025 that is playing regularly that he's not thinking of, that he's going to say, in January of 26, I want to see you. And then it snowballs into the thing. He's got to go with his hot hand. And so there's many of different players. San Diego's got an interesting player, Luca Della Torre. He was in the national team, consistently in the national team, got an injury before the 22 World Cup, didn't go, playing regularly in La Liga, then he hurts his ankle really bad. He's taken a risk for his European club career to say, I'm a San Diego kid, I want to go to San Diego, I want to play regularly. And the reason why he's doing it is Pochettino is going to watch him every single minute in this league. And it would not surprise me one iota if he plays himself right back into the national team program. Because the problem with the American player in Europe that isn't playing, Rich, those are not good reps because they aren't reps. So if you're going to play in Major League Soccer, play consistently, be accounted on for the intangibles of leadership and experience and all those other buzzwords that we use, there's going to be one or two players that you and I are going to do this next year before the 31st season of MLS. And I'm going to say these two players, they've got themselves a real shot. I think the Gold Cup this summer will be an interesting tournament. I think Brandon Vasquez is another player. Austin just paid $10 million for him. He's coming back from Mexico. I could see him score 18, 19, 20 goals, go to the Gold Cup, bang in three or four because he's a different profile. He's big. He's strong. He can run like the wind, something U.S. doesn't have in those spots. But it wouldn't surprise me a year from now if I can legitimately say these two guys just played themselves in the World Cup.
When you said those aren't real reps, what did you mean by that? What are you talking
about? If you are just training and practicing and not getting into games, in my opinion, when it comes to the World Cup, you're not ready.
Doesn't matter if you're at a major, big time level. You're just not out there.
At my club on Saturday and Sunday, I'm a plus two. Rich, at Tahoe,
what an answer.
I was scrambling to two putt from 35 feet. Because why? That's real. I'm not saying the club on Sunday and Saturday, by the way. Right. You know me. I'm a degenerate gambler. Yeah, those are real, but for different reasons.
Right.
My point is, practice is fine, but we need U.S. players playing all the time, no matter where they are.
So what do you think it's going to all come out in the wash?
I do think it's a good World Cup. I do. And I do think this MLS season is one that...
And that springboards it.
Yes, I do. Just because 30 markets, if you would have told me in 2005 that we as a league would be in 30 markets on a global media platform like Apple TV with this documentary that just came out Onside, which, by the way, is as good as Drive to Survive as anything I've seen.
Yeah.
Same producer, director, no coincidence.
Right.
I just think we're at the precipice of saying, you know what, 2026 is really where this thing balloons, and I think this year is going to be a fun ride.
Yeah, the first episode's available for all MLS Season Pass subscribers from today through the 3rd of March. And the MLS Season Pass is year three in partnership with Apple. And you and the World Cup and just so much is going down right now, man. This is exciting time.
This is fun.
Sure,
by the way, plus two.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
But keep mentioning that.
What a fraud.
Congrats.
What a fraud. I'm a plus two at the club, and then you show up real and shoot 75.
Oh, you finished eighth in Tahoe. You're
By the way, he's just the
seventh loser.
When he said he shoots his age in the on the front nine.
That's on a bad day.
That's Stableford.
That's a tremendous slouch. Yeah, Stableford. Yeah, that's 45 on that. Give me a break. You shoot 45 on a front nine. Get out of here. You would be livid. You would be livid if you made the turn at 45.
Oh, no, absolutely. I would quit and, I don't know, try to skate.
Yeah. You would be absolutely livid on that front. So we had the MLS Cup here.
Yeah, we did.
It was great.
It was awesome.
You want to take a shot at who hoists it?
Ooh.
This bad boy, look at that thing right there on my desk.
So, I mean, I've already insinuated, and I'm looking at the odds. I find them very interesting in Vegas right now.
Okay.
FC Cincinnati went out and bought, for the first time ever, you can now buy players within Major League Soccer. It's not just outside. They paid $12 million for the Portland Timbers MVP candidate last year, Evander, and then spent a club record $15 million on a guy that can put the ball in the back of the net. They're plus 1,200.
Well, the Bengals should take a page out of that, right?
Hello.
You know what I mean?
Well, they should. They're going to send T. Higgins to play right back for FC Cincinnati.
Actually, T. Higgins wants more than
more
what
than
you
that.
Just said combined. So I understand, but okay.
By the way, he's a 1B at best. Like, we got to be careful here that T. Higgins sets the bar.
He's
the wide receiver. He's legit.
He's the best that's out there right
he's
now.
He's not better than the guy.
No, Jamar Chase. I agree.
Right. Okay.
Yes,
so FC Cincinnati's interesting. Atlanta's interesting. I think LAFC, because of the Galaxy winning last year, are really motivated.
Okay.
First time since 2021. So my prediction will be LAFC in the final. And I think FC Cincinnati. I don't think Messi and Miami get to the MLS Cup final.
No, man. But there
I'm
are
just doing it for your
club. I have a feeling there are some executives right around here in Southern California, maybe in Cupertino, that would like to see Messi, though.
Absolutely.
You know, make this
maybe.
Run.
You know, maybe.
If he, you know, maybe there might be a.
I got to drop off his coffee and wash his car in about an hour. So, yeah, absolutely.
That's why you couldn't make the final last night. That was Rich on the Pitch, presented by MLS Season Pass on Apple TV. The 2025 MLS season is finally here. Catch Inter Miami's opening match versus NYCFC Saturday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and then the start of Sunday night soccer, the LA Galaxy against the aforementioned San Diego FC. 7 p.m. Eastern on Sunday with no local blackouts or out-of-market restrictions with MLS Season Pass on Apple TV. It's just an absolute blast.
This is fun.
Before I let you go, you were saying what about, I overheard you say in the North End in Boston last night. Because they were saying that was the toughest ticket maybe in the history of the TD Garden last night.
I've been there 24 years.
Uh-huh.
Game sevens, all of that. Even Sean McDonough, who did a fantastic job.
He's
calling
awesome.
Him.
He is great.
He literally texted me and said, I've been here a long time. I've never seen the city the way it was like that.
No kidding.
Which is awesome. And by the way, all the conversation about the NBA doing something like that, good luck. Good luck with game management. They wouldn't even do it.
No, I hear you. And I'm just wondering, you know, how to fix that. I just don't know if there's a fix. And I think the NHL did show how to make it work. And they used, you know, like a World Cup, like pool play. It was a pool play.
Absolutely.
World Cup, four teams, and we'll see who the top
and they
two
could
top
add,
two
they
advance.
They could add Russia eventually if that war ends and all that. Like, there's two countries more probably, so you could probably have six. But
next year they're not doing it because there's the actual Olympics. You know, the actual nationalist,
which even builds
tournament.
More momentum than for the following year.
So I just don't know. Again, you know, to see it just me. That's one of the things that you just love when you're watching these football tournaments, yes, right? That it means so much
to these
people.
Something more than yourself,
who are already generationally enriched, right? Agreed. And you saw that from the NHL players.
Agreed.
And it mimics what you see when you watch,
yes,
you mentioned Gold Cup, World Cup,
yep,
all of these cups,
yep,
right?
It's the greatest honor for an athlete. But I'll tell you right now, I'd watch the U.S. versus the world in the NBA All-Star game. Problem is, the U.S.
too
might be sweating a little bit. They might not want to play that game.
Hey, man, it's you're not wrong. Like, it's not the 92 Olympics anymore.
No, it's
I
not.
Understand that. But
I'd watch it.
But putting it on the line, it would be amazing.
Absolutely.
You know, even if it's just one game, because I don't know if the NBA would do like a week-long tournament.
I don't think
like
you that can.
You could. I mean, you could. You'd have to ask guys to play
you'd
every other
ask
day.
You'd you know, have to under ask the Players Association for no back-to-backs for you.
Maybe so. I don't know. But it's a pleasure to see you, man.
Always.
Thanks for making the
great
time, as
I love
always.
Being here.
And I love having you here as well. Everybody, again, check out the MLS Season 30. That's a landmark season that starts tomorrow. Taylor Twellman, check him out as the lead analyst on MLS Season Pass on Apple TV. We are back with more. Al Michaels making his way to our studio to talk about the 45th anniversary of the Miracle on Ice and the Four Nations and so much
45
more.
45 years.
Indeed. Rich Ackerman with a sports update.
No one knows music like Rolling Stone. Senior writer Brian Hyatt talks the biggest music news from the biggest stars.
Almost everyone is teaming up on Drake. It's like Drake versus the world.
Yeah.
You first met Prince, you were driving for him before you were drumming for him.
That's correct.
Stevie Wonder!
You kind of have to understand how Stevie began.
White Radio. That's where the money was. That's where it still is. You know what I'm saying?
Rolling Stone Music Now. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Now, Michaels, we're going to give you a choice of three.
Okay.
And you must start one.
Okay.
That you're Tom Brady, if you will.
Right.
You must bench one.
Malcolm Butler.
Oh, yeah. Or cut one, which okay could be Malcolm Butler, too.
Right.
All right, here we go. Do you have any start?
It's time. Start.
Start now.
Bench.
Just sit down and be quiet.
Or cut.
Get out.
All right, with Al Michaels. First one up for Al Michaels in start, bench, cut. Do you have any music, Mike Del Tufo, please? Thank you. Cuts of steak. Ribeye, filet mignon, New York strip. Ribeye, filet mignon, New York strip. You must start one, bench one, and cut one. Al Michaels.
New York strip is in the Hall of Fame, so that's the start. Filet is, you know, on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
Ribeye is great, but the problem is it's so fatty.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, you're always watching your weight, so I love ribeye, but I got to cut it.
You're cutting ribeye.
I'm cutting ribeye.
But New York strip is in the Hall? Is it?
Oh, yeah.
In the
and
Hall?
That's the best.
First ballot? First ballot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And they waived the 5-year waiting period, too.
And it's you're a medium rare guy, right?
Medium rare plus.
Okay, yeah. Medium rare plus. Wow, look at that. Okay, next one up for Al Michaels. Start, bench, cut. Event to call. Super Bowl, World Series, Olympics. Start, bench,
ooh,
cut.
Boy.
Oh, yeah.
Well.
Super Bowl, World Series, Olympics.
Oh, he's thinking about
it. I
got to
put the Super Bowl as the starter.
Okay.
Bench. When am I going to bench here?
That's the idea.
I haven't done the World Series since 1995, so that's cut, I guess.
Okay.
The Olympics.
Yeah, you'll bench the Olympics.
Well, yeah. Yeah. But I'm gonna put the Olympics on waivers, but I'm gonna
bring it back.
I'm gonna bring it back.
Okay. Very
off the
good
waiver wire.
All right, Al, we got a bonus one.
You have one?
Yeah, we got a bonus one.
Okay.
All right, Al, ready? Golf partner. Start, bench, cut. Golf partner.
Okay.
Doc Rivers. Pete Sampras. Rich Eisen.
Since I played golf with all of these guys, you know, I'll probably start Doc.
I knew that.
Because Doc is extremely competitive. Pete's a lot of fun to play with, but you know, Pete, he's been through the competitive realm of his life,
mm-hmm,
so he's out there to have fun. And Rich, I'm sorry, but you know,
I'm cut.
Well, let's put it this way. Neither of us would.
I'm fun.
Neither of us would make the cut. We'd be gone by Friday afternoon.
Al's a crowd pleaser. You knew it. That's exactly what you
wanted
to hear, Brockman. That's Al Michaels in one of his many, many appearances here on the Rich Eisen Show. That was back in 2018 when we did Bench Cut with him.
2018.
I don't know. Again, I think this is almost an annual tradition that we started a few years ago where Al comes in for the Miracle on Ice memories. And what an absolute treat that is, right?
It's so great.
45 years tomorrow.
Unreal.
Lake Placid, New York.
Have you ever been to Lake Placid?
I have never been to Lake Placid. I've never been. I mean, you could do an upstate New York, Western New York as well trip. Cooperstown, Lake Placid. Got to go to Cooperstown. You've been there, right?
Yeah, I've only been once in 2000. I haven't been in a long time. I've been to Lake Placid.
Did you go just for anybody's specific Hall of Fame?
No, just it was a weekend. Just went,
Back on the Rich Eisen Show radio network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by here on the program. Let's go to Mitch in Dallas. You're here on the Rich Eisen Show. Where are you, Mitch?
Hey, Rich, how you doing?
What's going on, man? How are you?
Well, you know, I saw, you know, you got Al coming on.
Yes, indeed.
I think the Miracle on Ice is one of those sporting events, and I'll keep it to sporting events.
Sure.
Where everybody knew where they were when they watched that game.
That is correct.
I was in Johnny White's in New Orleans. The great Johnny White's was just closed, by the way, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
The other one would be Reggie Jackson hitting 3 home runs in a World Series.
Yes, sir.
And the other would be, of course, somebody mentioned earlier on your show, Bucky Dent.
I was in, I mentioned that earlier in the show, Mitch. So are you from New York City? Is that where you're from? Are you just a Yankee fan or something like that?
No, I tell you what. I grew up a Yankee fan. I grew up in Toledo. And the other thing about Miracle on Ice, I went to Bowling Green University and 2 players on that team, Ken Morrow.
Yep.
And I can't remember the other guy were on that team.
Ken wound up being a New York Islander. He was part of the drive for 5. After he won the gold medal. Thanks for the call, Mitch, and the memories right there.
Yeah, that's cool.
I was for the Miracle on Ice, Bucky Dent's home run and Reggie Jackson's 3 home runs. I was in the same spot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Your house?
My ancestral home in Staten Island, New York, in the Willowbrook section on Harold Street in Staten Island, New York. I did watch the Bucky Dent home run on my TV and the TV in my parents' room. We had 3 TVs in the house. We had one in my parents' room. We had one in the downstairs. And then we had one that my brother had, a black and white TV. It pissed me off. How did he get a TV? And I didn't get a TV in my room. It was a black and white television.
His older brother.
I understand, but come on, man. But I was still pissed. And you know what, though? I have to ask my mom this, if she would remember. I probably just didn't have the attention span to have a TV in my room. That'd be like giving Zan his iPhone at 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, no, you know? Not good.
Or any of our kids. I shouldn't just single my oldest out. But my brother had a black and white television that that he would turn on and off. It was a touch. I'll never forget this. Like a piece of metal, like a rectangular piece of metal. You would touch it with your finger and it would turn it on and off. I thought it was the most incredible thing. Like it was
no remote, obviously, right?
No, yeah. You would just touch it and it would go on and off. And it was like the greatest invention of all time. I never saw anything so newfangled. But we would wheel the black and white TV into the kitchen to watch television for one sporting event and only one sporting event per year. Only one.
Whoa.
And it was the U.S. Open tennis on the day of Super Saturday. That's my, and I remember my parents' room to watch Bucky Dent's home run, the 3 home runs for Reggie Jackson, and the Miracle on Ice, and the downstairs one. And I remember we had to turn off all the radios in the house so we didn't have the Miracle on Ice finish ruined because it was tape delayed. Could you imagine? In this day and age,
like tape delaying
like even just consider tape delaying the 4 assume tape on the 4 nations.
Well, the Olympics
face off final.
You couldn't do it in today's days.
The Olympics, in a weird way, is kind of tape delayed.
The way
that's true.
The way it's aired.
In a sense.
Yeah. Yeah. If it's, you know, overseas, right?
Right.
But you can find out everything you need to find out.
That's right.
Mark Wells was the other Bowling Green player.
Yeah. I just looked at
it. You know, like, hey, turn off your sets if you don't want to know the score.
Right.
But sometimes, you know, my parents were addicted to traffic and weather together on the ones on or the eights. And we went through sports blackout to make sure we did not have Al and Ken Dryden's call of the Miracle on Ice ruined.
That's cool.
Yeah. 45 years later, we're now on a live streaming show, television and radio. And if you miss us, there's a podcast and then there's a YouTube channel.
And
what a world we're living in right now, man. Oh, yeah, Al is streaming football games.
Yep.
For a company that used to be known for just delivering stuff to your house.
For books.
Yeah, for books.
They were books.
That's right.
When it started.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? How old do we sound? Have we sounded the last 5 minutes? Or me?
Yeah, it's just reminiscing, man.
It's the truth,
though. It's the way life was.
Nice. Very good. Very good. Where were you in the Miracle on Ice?
I mean, I didn't see it when it happened.
You didn't?
I watched it late. I can vaguely recall, like...
Because we're the same age.
Yeah, except you're older. But I can vaguely recall, I didn't really get into it till, like, I remember being in, like, seventh grade and fully understanding what had happened. So it
just
took,
after, just a, is that what, no, seven, was, you were in seventh grade just as it was being played?
Dog, if I was in seventh grade in 1980,
like
I'd be like 66 years old.
No, I'm serious. Out.
So it took a while. So does that mean you were in kindergarten in 1980?
Trying to flush this out.
You know I'm going
to
tap dance over
just
this. So we
trying
might
to flush this out.
My thing is, I don't.
It's like trying to get a handicap out of Marshall Faulk. What his golf handicap is.
But it wasn't something that I was watching live and knew about. Like I said, it came years later.
You weren't even alive.
I was not born yet. I was born in July of 80, so I was still. I was in there. I think I was in there. I was ruminating.
You were ruminating. Is that what you're doing?
But I wasn't. I hadn't come out yet.
In there. Okay.
You hadn't busted out the gut yet.
My mom's probably watching.
What a weird way. With your mother watching, you use that language. What is the matter with you? Were you alive yet, Jay?
No. I was born 85.
Damn. And I remember I was 11 years old.
Yeah, that's cool.
I was 10. I had yet to be 11. I had yet to turn 11. 1969 was when I was born.
It's cool. It's such a tiny rink and a tiny arena. If you've ever been to Lake Placid, you know it's like a small sleepy town up there. It's really cool.
Gotta go. History.
Yep.
Absolute history. Yep. Right. The number one moment of voted of the 20th century. Right.
Yeah.
The iconic cover on
Sports Illustrated.
Sports Illustrated.
Yeah. I don't know how.
Yeah. Just get goosebumps even thinking about it. Imagine calling it like the guy. Our next guest is about to join us. So cool.
So
dude.
Cool.
Imagine saying something that just popped into your head and it's the most iconic thing that a human being has ever said at a sporting event.
Yes. Imagine that.
That's insane.
I know.
Also, Al was like 35 calling that game.
Right, I know. Do you believe in miracles?
Yes.
Yes.
Come on.
Iconic. It's so iconic. TJ can't even. That's what she said it.
Yeah, I mean, you could. That's what she said. Anything, let's be honest. But
Ken Dryden was trying to step on it too.
No, stop. No, he was just talking about.
I know,
how,
he was excited,
right? He was just talking about what happened. How? Who would have thought of all people to score two? A Ruzioni. No, he was the captain, but he
wasn't exactly a.
Yeah, he wasn't known as a lamplighter, right?
Gretzky or Ovechkin out there. Yeah.
You know, he was the heart and soul and the heartbeat of the team in many different ways. Yeah.
I'm going to have to watch Miracle tonight.
Yes, you are. Yeah,
tonight,
you are.
Boys. Yep. Not tonight, boys.
What a scene that is, right?
It's amazing.
Now that got me
goosebumps. By the way, ESPN cut it up into the locker room footage of the Four Nations, like that was
I saw that.
So sick.
Ruzioni was doing the voiceover.
Like, what a great idea.
Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah. I've never watched the movie, the all the way through.
Oh, it's
believe it or not.
Are you serious?
So awesome. Yeah, I don't know why. I mean, you know, I've seen bit by bit, you know, 20 minutes here, but I don't think I've ever start to finish.
Oh, it's great.
Sat and watched it for whatever weird reason.
Oh, tonight's your night.
But I know it happened.
Maybe I should watch that because.
Have the kids seen it?
I don't know if they have. I don't know if they have.
It's awesome.
It would be the first Kurt Russell movie of their lives.
Oh, not a bad one.
That's not a bad one.
You're not showing him Big Trouble in Little China.
Dude. So. Hey, kids. Dad's got a new movie for you to watch. It's called Tango and Cash.
I mean, again.
Overboard is fine, though. Overboard you can definitely is, show
overboard
him
Overboard is fine.
Overboard. Yeah, sounds
not
good.
Not Tango and Cash.
He did a lot of Disney back in the day, too. So.
Oh, he was a child actor.
Yeah.
He's been around his entire life.
He's been famous a very long time.
Yeah. So there's that. But yeah, watch that tonight.
And I think the kids would love Silkwood is all I'm saying.
Oh, my God. Erase the now you're just going down his list and choosing the most kid inappropriate films of Kurt Russell's career. Okay. Thank you for that.
Swing Shift?
Nope.
The one he plays Elvis. Right?
Okay. Very good.
Oh, yeah. That one with David Arquette.
All right. We're now done.
Hopefully the premiere of that movie, Chris.
Having that the first Kurt Russell movie of my kids will wipe away War with Grandpa or War on Grandpa, whatever it is.
You're doing them a disservice.
The
don't
first
Tombstone,
ever
Rich.
Robert De Niro movie they've ever
they
seen.
They can't see Tombstone.
Al Michaels, let's do this. Coming out.
Bravo TV star Lala Kent holds nothing back.
Like, I go into a full spiral.
Get to know the TV personality.
I talked about this with Teresa Giudice.
Remember when I pushed Andy Cohen?
Yes, it was iconic.
Okay.
The entrepreneur.
What are we manifesting in 2025?
And the mom.
Sosa is a dream baby. Your kids are older. It's
Bravo children.
The celebrity children of celebrity Bravo love.
Give them Lala. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.